your life today.
Disaster nearly averted in New York. I should say it's averted, but scary what could have happened in Times Square if you haven't heard on Saturday night. I mean, a jam-packed house. Manhattan, baby. Times Square couldn't be bigger. In fact, particularly this time of year. So we're going to tell you, if you missed it, what a Nissan Pathfinder was loaded with, that smoke started billowing out of it, and a vendor alerted a mounted police officer, and then the drama unfolded. We'll take it from there. Before we do that, though, beware of this. We talk about unemployment, and I think there's something to the underemployed that doesn't get talked about in this country. And you look what's happening in Greece, and you look what's happening in Spain. Greece had no choice. They accepted a $146 billion bailout. Man, they needed it. And why do we care about this? Because you got to look at this push for the global currency. We've heard that conversation before. China was pushing for it, if you remember, over a year ago in some of the meetings that were held. So Spain's unemployment tops 20%. Oh, they are drowning in it. Rough times for the country of Spain. Why should you care about all that stuff? I'll wrap it up for you in a neat little package coming up at the end of this hour. Also coming up this hour, we have fruits and nuts. Oh, we got a good one for you. I'm not even going to give you a hint. Let's just say it is worth the price of admission, which is free, my friends, to all of you. All right, let's jump into the Gulf, though, first. It's shaping up certainly to be one of the worst catastrophes off our shores. We're talking about the platform, the oil platform, the BP platform that sunk. And the Gulf of Mexico, you're talking about monstrous fishing there, shrimping. Trust me, I have been down there many, many times, as I am just a hop, skip, and a jump away, whether we're talking about New Orleans or we're talking about some of the other areas surrounding that city and further down. Just tremendous food, tremendous seafood. It has a great chance of being a decaying, let's say, seafood batch as the U.S. is curtailing fishing in that Gulf area. And, of course, they have to do that at this point. And we're talking about businesses and generations of people who make their living this way and have for a long time. What they're doing now in the cleanup, though, with the oil, massive oil just spilling, spewing. We're talking about choppy seas, baby, and it makes it that much harder to try to corral this oil spill that's almost impossible to corral at this point, and that's the sad truth of this whole thing. How far will it go? I don't give a damn what it costs BP, whether it costs them $3 billion, a gazillion, or some number I can't even think of. It's not about that. It's about what is the damage going to be to the country? What is the damage going to be economically? And then, of course, the economics of it goes to the wildlife. Nobody wants to see that. We don't want to see those horrifying pictures that we saw with the Exxon Valdez. But remember, that was a tanker. This one is five times as bad. And because of where the waters go and where it can touch on the shores, like going all the way to Florida, man, I'm telling you, the sky's the limit when it comes to disaster on this one, sadly. By the way, did you have a great weekend? Kate Delaney here at the helm of America tonight. I promise as we slice and dice all this up from every nook and cranny, we will get lighter as we move along. Because we all got to chuckle once in a while, right? But it's not funny stuff here right from the start. In fact, from the get-go, here was something I happened to see earlier in the day when I was fishing around, pardon the pun, for more on what was going on with the spill. Here is the Coast Guard commander with his little update on the size of the spill that we just don't know.
Well, if we lost the total wellhead, it could be 100,000 barrels or more a day. I think just to follow up on what Secretary Napolitano said, this whole thing has been kind of a process of discovery. It wasn't until they had remotely operated vehicles down and were able to survey the entire length of the 5,000-foot pipe riser that was crumpled on the ocean floor that we finally found three sequential leaks over a period of about 72 hours. And as I told some folks, you know, the difference between 1,000 and 5,000 barrels a day, when you look at the potential discharge of 100,000, leads me to believe that there are a lot of inaccuracies associated with trying to estimate flow from a broken pipe at 5,000 feet. That's the reason it's so very, very important we focus on stopping this leak right away.
Yeah, and that's the key. I mean, however they round it up, but you just heard, again, the complications and the waves and what's happening out in those seas is making it that much harder to try to jump on this. Stu in Kentucky, my man, you have the first word here on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate. First of all, he said 50,000 or 100,000 barrels. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 40,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 100,000 barrels.
It's 100,000 barrels, yes.
Wow, that's a lot. I wanted to say you're a lady in, where's she at, Sweden?
Yeah, Christina, yeah.
Yeah, that school is still there and it's still active.
Ooh, we'll pass on if she's not
junior high, she has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked a buddy of mine. He said, oh, yeah, it's still there, still very active.
Cool.
So I just wanted to chime in and let her know that. You know, and I'm hoping that Obama's writer goes to work for the Tonight Show and make Jay a little funnier again.
There you go.
He had a pretty good writer. I don't know who was his writer, but he was a pretty good writer.
I agree.
Jay out of the water, man. Jay better fire Stuttering John.
Yeah, he's not as funny as he used to be. He's better on Stern. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he wasn't that funny on Howard Stern. He was just so stupid with a booey or whatever he said.
Yeah. You know where he was funny? He was funny, Stu, when he used to go to celebrities and he would just ambush them. And I think that they were just shocked and he would say the craziest things to them.
Oh, yeah. I know. But, you know, he still ain't that funny now. I just want to comment. It's rained. It's poured. I have put up with rain for 2.5 days. I'm tired of it. I have Lake Stew sitting in my front yard and my backyard. God, I'm so tired of rain, but thank God we get hit like Nashville did. So
no kidding. With the sadly 11 people dead, that's awful.
And they're looking. They said a possible 12th they're looking for.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit ago. I know it's pretty bad, and that's a shame. So.
It is a shame. Hey, you try to stay dry, my friend, down there.
I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Stu. Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, Stu hailing from Kentucky, and so many of you, we mentioned this before, you look at Louisville and what happened over the weekend at Churchill Downs and how that track was in that race. But sadly, it's the floods that in the other areas, as he mentioned, Nashville, how awful it is, the overflow and finding people. There's still even a couple of other missing people I heard before we went on the air. So let's hope that they find those people, because you've got cars that are floating and houses that are flooded, and the typical thing when you've got rivers that crest over and you had interstates that were just practically washed away, 20 inches plus in that area. Ooh, that is tough. It rained and it rained and it just kept on raining. 800-259-5791. We're going to fill in the gaps next.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change, not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at ResearchedHerbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Great to see. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get the crazy to see. Got a brand new bag.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of different things here on ATN. Zigging and zagging all over the place. Reckless driving, right? Now, actually, there's a lot happening across the country, and we mentioned the massive and unprecedented environmental disaster looming. Sad. It's sad for the people that make their livelihood. I saw a sign over the weekend that somebody had taken a picture of and sent to me that they were down it kind of in that Gulf region, and it just said, help us, please, not again. And it said, Katrina, check. And now it also said on the sign, BP, check. And that's sad, boy, because it's going to certainly hit in the wallets. And it was sad for the people who lost family members on the platform itself. That comes with the territory, though. They know the dangers when you take a position like that. So the question just become, what happened here? And the what happened is so in the back seat because the panic over we could be dealing with this for 3 months. In 3 months, where do you think all that oil is going to be? How far over to the coast of Florida? How saturated will it be? I heard maybe even on the East Coast. That's ridiculous. But 3 months' time, can't contain it. What are you going to do? It's not, there's a difference between days and months. Let's hope the month's doom and gloom scenario is wrong and it ends up not being anywhere near that. You can throw in your two on this. Does this sour you all at offshore drilling? 800-259-5791. I've asked this question before and I throw it up because for my money, as much as I hate what's happening and BP is going to have to pay the freight on this one, I got to say, I am still for drill, baby, drill, because You know, something's got to give. We live in the freest, greatest country on the face of the earth. And a lot of us live in areas where, I don't care what shape you are, you're not riding a bike to where you work. And there is no public transportation. And you might try as you may to do the carpooling thing. It's just not realistic in the way people work in this day and age with different jobs and different times. It's not the 8 to 5 like it used to be, or 9 to 5 or whatever. There aren't a lot of jobs like that. Jeremy is listening to us in Alaska. Jeremy, you remember Exxon Valdez. They say this oil spill is going to be, you know, 10 times worse than that. And of course that was a tanker.
Well, yes, ma'am, but I didn't really want to comment on that, but I will say that they did a excellent job in cleaning the accident up, and yeah, there's still a, you know, you can find a few pockets here and there over there on the island that got hurt the most.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. It's kind of, you have to dig down in the sand to find them anymore.
Well, that's good, yeah.
But the clam revitalization has came back, and, you know, things pretty much take care of themselves in the end. But I was wondering why they didn't just create a hell of a bonfire and light the whole son of a bitch. I mean, son of a gun.
Yeah, that they were talking about doing that. That's okay. They were talking about doing that. They were talking about doing that and did do that to parts, but there was a reason why they couldn't. Because of the waters and how rough it was, they felt like they couldn't do what they needed to do when they were going to corral
That'd
it.
That'd make a heck of a Texas bonfire, though.
Louisiana bonfire. Yeah, you're right. You see how it lights
up.
Well,
Texas, Louisiana, you get there on the border, there ain't a whole lot of difference.
That's true. You know? Absolutely. That's the area that we're talking about. And I wish they could do that, but they can't at this point with the winds and the choppy water.
Well, yeah, it's just a terrible thing. I have a lot of blogger friends on the net, and one of them's a seafood fisherman down there on in Louisiana, and it's just a shame for him. He'll be now out of work unless he goes find something else to do, you know.
Yeah, and isn't that the shame? That's the thing, too, Jeremy. So you have a guy like that just making his honest living, doing the deal, living off the sea. And, hey, the oil platform goes down, and he's caught in the net along with everybody else.
But, you know, my thing is, you know, I guess here's where my liberal side comes out a little bit, is I think that we have a lot of on-land oil taps that are capped off right now, and I would be in agreement with a total offshore oil ban until they figure out a quicker, better way to get this kind of disaster under control, you know, and just uncap the ones that we already have capped off here in America, and let's use those for now, and then until they can come up with a quicker, better way to, you know, deal with this kind of catastrophe. I feel that's conservative, not really liberal, you know, because I'm, you know, thinking about the land and the disaster health issues that go along with it. But here's one more thing, Kate. I wanted to, if you're ever up here in Juneau, I'd like to buy you a halibut or rockfish dinner if you're ever up this way. And if you have a husband, I don't know if you're married. I ain't looked into your profile or nothing, but he can come along too, you know, and we'll just have a big oil-free seafood festival or something.
That sounds good, Jeremy. Thanks. We'll have an oil-free dinner. He was getting at halibut from Alaska. That does sound good. And yes, I am married, and he's a cool guy. He would love to go to Alaskan fish, actually. He's big into fishing. How about that? What Jeremy said about the oil is an interesting point. At this point, because I still say you got to drill, you got to do the offshore drilling, but you do have to know what's going on, and you do have to have safety precautions in place, although as that leaves my lips, it's ridiculous, because how can you be 100% sure? We still don't even know what caused the BP deal. Was it a freak accident? Did somebody trip something up? Was something not done that led to that? There is some theories floating around, but there's got to be something ultimately that will lead to what this is. That's what the whole investigative process is. Of course, the platform sinking doesn't help much there. It makes it difficult to determine the things as they try to piece it back together. It makes it tougher to determine what the cause was. But if you uncap wells, you have people that will complain about that regardless. Anything to do with oil and where it is that you're going to do it is going to, spark a little bit of controversy, no question. And moving forward, we know there is a ton of oil underneath the shell, or we believe there's supposed to be a ton of oil, and it certainly looks that way. If whether you're going with the Gulf and then you go all the way down the Atlantic, you got to find the stuff. I mean, you have to find the stuff, but you do have to find a good, efficient way to handle it and try to, with almost, you can't be 100% certain, but as much certainty as you can, protect the areas around it. But you, as I say this, I know it's ridiculous because I know people in the oil business, and of course they're not trying to do that. They're making a fortune on the oil, and they're not looking for problems. They're not looking to have an oil slick in Florida. They're not looking to have that happen, to have the worst disaster that they could possibly ever imagine. Absolutely not. And now the horrors that have ensued as a result of this, they're just trying to contain the bloody thing and move on from there. So I say you've got to move forward. It's just like the mines. We had that horrible mine disaster because of the greed, I think, of Massey Energy, where they might have cut a few corners. They did a few things that they should have done in the mine, but hey, you know, they were pumping out plenty of money and they were doing what they do day in and day out, and there was a shift change and maybe somebody got a little sloppy, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was the methane gas. But then do you say, well, no more mining. Too damn dangerous. We got to, and there are people that will say that. Whew, that's the worst. Going in those coal mines, you know what it's doing to us? You know that the pollutants, whatever. So we can say that on both of these fronts. There will have to be, I think, there's going to have to be a lot of tap dancing anyway for the oil to lift the oil ban, basically. I'm going to call it an oil ban, on drilling, the offshore drilling, because of what's happened with this platform. So it's not a shoo-in like it originally, I think, would have been with Obama. And it was certainly a concession to Republicans who liked the idea. So now we're talking about the politics of oil, to be certain. Coming up, we've got fruits and nuts. Plus, we're going to dive into the mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, Godders. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's funny, my man only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a... Looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my, I'ma do my thing while you're playing with ya.
All right, coming up we have fruits and nuts. Also, we're going to touch on the mailbag. But before we do that, before we head to the mailbag, first we want to go to the fruits and nuts. And, boy, we have some interesting people that make the list today. You know that old expression, the whole, it's like, and I apologize to the people in California, but when I moved to California, I remember talking to my mother on the phone and saying, hey, I'm going to California. And it was the longest pause. You could have drove a truck through that pause. Because everybody always says the land of fruits and nuts. Well, David Hasselhoff, bless him, because he's found a way to make money, certainly from Knight Rider and Baywatch on down. And we saw the nutty thing where he was chowing on the burger. Remember that? And he was drunk and the video was all over the place. So he's going to come back to L.A. in a way, and he's coming back home to soap operas. He is going to reprise his role because, yes, at one point he was on the soaps, on The Young and the Restless. He's returning as Dr. William Snapper And, yeah, he's going to be on from May to June. The Baywatch deal might have been the best thing for him. He was looking good then. He was out with the babes. It was a cult phenomenon, still is, from 75 to like 82. And now he's going backwards, going back to the whole soap opera thing. And this is minus the car and the babes. And it's just Hasselhoff doing the doctor thing. Do you like that snapper? Dr. Snapper. So I guess he's going to go and do a couple of episodes there. That qualifies for the fruits and nuts for me. It does. I think that there's a bigger fruit just dying to get out of Mr. Knight Rider. Like I said, I like Hasselhoff, but I think there's more nutty things to come from him to be certain. And I guess I just can't get that video out of my head when, you know, like I said, when he's on the hotel floor. That was just the craziest thing. I mean, the craziest thing. And what's wrong with all you people in America? We do the cheap movie reviews, and there were some okay movies that came out this week, but there's bigger things that are coming out in the next couple of weeks because it's almost the summer, and then you have Memorial Day, and big movies come out then. Something about Freddy Krueger. I don't get it. I mean, I got the first one, The Nightmare on Elm Street. I got that. But over the weekend, apparently a lot of people still are on the Freddy bandwagon. Because Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake, really packed a punch for a remake. $32 million. It was first in the box office. I don't know. Freddy? Don't we get the Freddy thing by now? I think we do. We know the ending to Freddy every single time, right? I'm just checking. I don't understand. I must be missing something here. It's, I don't know. What's there to like about Freddy? Another same thing, the requels, the sequels, the whatever. I think it's really, somebody told me over the weekend, it's really a requel. I think it's a requel. Yeah. All right. No accounting for taste. And that's it for fruits and nuts. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime off on other things. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al. Al.
Oh, hi, Kate. I was listening to your bumper music while I was on hold there. It sounded a little like rap or hip-hop. Did you know that Bob Dylan invented rap in 1965 on an album called Bringing It All Back Home?
No.
There's a song called Subterranean Homesick Blues. I imagine you could download it off the internet right now.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, because that's pure Stone Cold rap. I think it's the first song on the CD, or second song. It's the first song on the CD. And actually, when you were in university or college or high school, did you ever read Geoffrey Chaucer?
I did, indeed, I was there.
Yeah, you know Canterbury Tales?
I do.
If you put a backbeat to that, if you turn on a computerized drum machine and do written in 1380, 700 years ago, that's pure Stone Cold rap and hip-hop. And also one other question. Are you a big fan of Weird Al Yankovic?
I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I know him. Yes, I know his music and his parodies.
There is a Weird Al Yankovic of the rap and hip hop world. I was told. I've never heard anything, but somebody said that there's a Weird Al Yankovic. He's taken famous rap songs and made them all crazy, right? Written crazy lyrics. He calls himself Poop Doggy Poop.
There must be a joke in there somewhere. I'm gonna have to look for this.
But anyway, I call about Times Square. You know, it was almost across the street from Viacom Corporation, right?
Yeah.
That vehicle. And Viacom puts out South Park, right?
Oh, so you're trying to make the South Park connection.
We had a reporter up here in Canada that said that the vehicle was about a half a block from Viacom. Viacom, and they're the company that puts out, I don't know whether they produce it or whether
Parker. Well, it's one of the things I'm trying to think that they own, but that doesn't make sense. I'm thinking South Park. Yeah, I guess it does.
And then is it Parker and Stone?
Yeah. The two creators.
Yeah, the creators. They've got the Prophet Muhammad running around dressed up like a clown or something.
Right. There's a couple of different spoofs they did during the episodes of South Park that they played back, yes.
Yeah, and because they said it was a white man running away from the... Was it a, that wasn't a Toyota, was it?
No.
Thank goodness for
it
that.
It was... No. It was a... It was a Pathfinder.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not a Toyota, is it? No.
Mm-mm.
That's not a Toyota Pathfinder. But anyways, just because it's a white man doesn't mean that it's not terrorism. It doesn't mean that there's lots of white men that are Muslims, right?
Oh, sure. Radicalized. We've seen that already. Are you kidding me?
That's how stupid our reporter up here in Canada is. So stupid. He said, well, it was a white man, therefore it can't be Muslim terrorism.
Oh, no. Wow. I'm surprised he said that and people didn't call him on that. I'd look at the chat boards to see what they're saying.
And one last quick question. The guy that won in Charlotte, North Carolina today in the PGA event, he's from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlwain, whatever. Yeah, he's 20 years old, right?
Right.
Do you think he's a flash in the pan, a one-hit wonder, or do you think he's got a future?
I don't know. I'm glad you asked me that question because I watched the tail end of that. So Phil Mickelson goes down. That was a huge win. It's tough, Al, day in and or week in and week out to win on the PGA Tour. But because of that, he goes up the money list, and that's what it's about. So he'll get some exemptions. And if he can play decently, he can make a good living. I don't necessarily think he's a flash in the pan. Let's wait and see, because there have been others that have done that. I don't know much about him other than what I've seen in this golf tournament. I didn't either. It was exciting to watch, though, but we'll see.
And one last quick, if he's listening to your program, if he's got a brain in his head, he might be listening to your program. Spend 2 hours in the gym every day pumping iron. Yeah, he's got to get more muscle. Golf is a game now where 350-yard drives. The guys are hitting 300-yard drives all the time. He's got to spend a little time pumping iron, don't you think?
Yeah, good point, Al. Yeah.
Thanks
for the call. You're right. It is not everybody is carving up the course where they're cranking it that far, but for the most part, yeah, if you look at the statistics, sure, 3+, and now the shape that the golfers are in is much different than in the past, though you could argue he lost a ton of weight, though. John Daly got thin, but back in his Bubba days, and people loved John Daly, that guy could smack a golf ball like I have never seen. I watched him play a couple of times, but now he's lost all that weight, and I think he still has that power. It's interesting, Al brings up the whole deal at Times Square, and the police are looking into the failed car bomb now at this point. They've got videotape of the possible suspect. He's right. It's somebody who is a white man, which certainly has nothing to do with whether or not they could be connected to some kind of a terrorist organization. And the bomber used, you know, simple stuff. Gasoline cans, propane tanks, you know, anything that you could find, you know, cheap black powder and the roadside fireworks. So in assembling all the stuff that he put together, it wasn't some sophisticated bomb-making deal that was in that Pathfinder. It was ordinary stuff, which doesn't mean it couldn't have blown up. We know what happened in Oklahoma, but it would be easy, I guess, to execute and maybe tough to detect, at least if you've listened to any of the terrorism experts, because there have been other failed plots like this in the last couple of months, and it's been a home bomb making, you know, stuff that was assembled. And in this case, here we go again. Remember the Times Square bomb maker and the guy who pled guilty in the plot to bomb the subway last fall, used things that didn't require anything that challenging. You could Google it and figure out how to pull it all together. And the key thing is both of these attempts failed. Both would have been disastrous in New York. And still, there could have been a lot of problems if it had gone off for anybody who happened to be near that Pathfinder. You think of the propane that they had in the car, that the guy had in the car. And remember, like I said, Timothy McVeigh blew up a federal building in Oklahoma City using a truck bomb that had 4,000 pounds of fuel oil and fertilizer. So, you know, you certainly could cause a disaster there. And others have used simple tricks, too, to detonate and kill people, no doubt. Mailbag coming up around the bend.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
For praise on this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're warm, safe, and dry wherever you are. I know it's pretty rough in some of the spots where you're getting hammered by the rain. Man, Tennessee, Kentucky, it's rough, and it's that continuation. Boom, boom, boom. There's like nothing stopping that rain, especially Tennessee. 20-plus inches in such a short period of time, and of course that leads to flooding. Anyway, here on ATN, I always say this, send me whatever your thoughts are, good, bad, indifferent, or a secret recipe of your mama's for something I can throw on the grill. I'm big into grilling now. I got a grill. Oh, there's so many deals on grills. If you can get a grill for a song, or you can spend a ridiculous amount of money, but I love grilling. So if you have a good grill recipe, send it to me at americatonight.net. Check it out, too, because we got the blunder of the day on America Tonight and notes from the scorecard and a whole bunch of other things and what you missed and whatnot if you want to check in. It's a fun website. All right, let's go to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can you say that again, please?
You have mail, mistress.
All right. Let's go to Izzy's email. And, well, she sent me something pretty funny, but I can't, it won't come across, on the air to you, so I can't go with that one. Well, maybe. She just sent, me crib note technology. And she said, I just had to send this to you. I'm going to try to post it on America Tonight because I think you'll get a chuckle from it. How's that? That's not a good, tease though, I think. And what it is, I'll explain it to you. I'm going to post on America, on the America Tonight website, but it's got crib note technology cost analysis, and it says case study number one, Barack Obama. And then it has crazy things like on one side, you know, when you make those pie charts, like they had that nutty chart that came out where it was, what are the generals doing or what's the way to win the war in Afghanistan? It was so confusing. You couldn't even understand what they were trying to do. It's kind of similar where on one corner you have the chief speech writer and the assistant speech writer, and then you have the production client, and then you've got an uplink satellite thing, and you've got a diversity czar, and you've got a script editor, and it's just very funny, and it doesn't translate. You need to actually see it. So I'm going to post it instead. And she just laughed and said, I had to send this to you. Just picture Obama's life, and it's a confusing chart about what he's trying to do. Here's one from Steve-O. Yo, Kate, I'll tell you what happened in New York really hacks me off. If this is some homegrown dude in New Jersey or somewhere else who's trying to get himself off and pulling off what could have been a disaster in the middle of that city, shame on him. And I hope they pound his skull into the pavement. Ooh, I agree, though. It's, you know, take the gloves off, whoever this is. And I'm pretty sure they'll do that, they being the government, if they track down whoever it is, who it looks like they're on videotape. As much as I'm not for cameras all over the place. I don't like that, because then we become like that show, I think it was called Sliver or Slither or something like that. It was one of the Baldwin brothers, a terrible movie. Sharon Stone was in it, but it was all about cameras everywhere in your space, and where they saw everybody move around and what they were doing in their various apartments and stuff. We don't want it to come to that. I mean, pretty much anymore, it's easy to get videos of people, but I just don't want cameras in every single space and every place I go where I can look. But in this case, the cameras may end up nailing this guy. Christina, by the way, from Sweden says, thank you, Stu. Wow, still going strong. And so for people who don't understand about that, Christina said she went briefly to a school in Kentucky where they could actually see horses working out. They could watch out the window. And Stu called in to confirm that school, in fact, is still there. Mm. All right, we have this one from Dennis McMahon, the resident lawyer who always writes us clever things. He does also send us links to funny clips as well that I probably should post sometimes on ATN's website. But here he says, the car bomb in New York City should underscore the fact that it's going to be 9 years since 9/11 and we still haven't gotten bin Laden. Absolutely. Amen, brother. You're preaching to the choir. There should be a major shakeup of all defense and intelligence ops to put us on an alert level comparable, say, to Israel. Or better yet, outsource it to the Mossad and Shin Bin, who always get their man or men. Absolutely. I mean, the bin Laden thing comes up every once in a while. We're still hunting bin Laden, but we have no clue where he is. He's under lock and key. The Saudis might have him. He's had kidney failure. He's really dead. These are tapes from the past. I mean, the theories abound about bin Laden, but it's infuriating that there hasn't been any success in getting him. Let's put it that way. All right, this one's from Brian Jones. Hello, America Tonight. I'd just like to say I love it when you do the mailbag segment. I was hoping that you might read mine on the air. We're doing it. I was wondering when you were going to bring back another We Can Count. I've missed it. Have you been doing the We Can Count segment? We have been doing the We Can Count segment, so I guess you missed it because we kind of move it around. There's no particular slot for it, and it's, you know, we have fun with it. We put it all over the place. That's the best I can tell you, Brian. And that may be a future posting, too. We may end up posting some of those, and then you'll be able to just download them when you want to, and it'll make it pretty easy to find. Here's one from Ray Krill. Kate, I have to tell you, I live in the South, and we are getting pelted, my darling, with rain. Normally, I think the sound of rain on the window panes is a sweet one, but I am hating rain. It is awful, and it is awful what it is doing to my neighborhood. So far, though, we are not completely flooded, but let's just say it's a mess. It's a nightmare. Please ask the weather gods to turn off the spigot. Yeah, you're not the only one who wants the spigot turned off, and you know, it's such a catch-22. Have you ever been through a drought? The worst. I've been through a couple of droughts where they would have wildfires in Santa Barbara like nobody's business. It would go up like a tinderbox. Just anything for rain. Do the rain dance. Do something. Do whatever it takes to make it rain. And it would go on for months. I mean, months. But the opposite of that is to have things flooded and have too much rain. It isn't good. And it's not good, certainly, it's not good for the people in Tennessee and for the other people who have found themselves in precarious situations where they try to fight the elements. You don't realize how deep sometimes an underpass is, or something's gotten flooded and you don't know it, or you live out in the country and you're on country roads and you have some creeks that overflow and you're not really certain about it, and yeah, it's not good at all. So please, please, just a reminder, be careful out there. Jessica G. Kate, I thought you would enjoy this. I'll tell you what, over the weekend, I was going to place a bet, I'm not kidding you, on the three horses that came in 1, 2, and 3, or win, place, and show in the Kentucky Derby. I know nothing about horses, but OTB is the destination for many of my guy friends, and I was going to place a little wager, and I was going to place a wager on those three horses, I swear. I probably should have called your show. Matt, do you think she had the horses and she didn't do it? Super Saver and Icebox and Patio Prada. Oh, that's a, boy, if you definitely were going to put it on those 1, 2, 3,
you're kicking yourself today,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's why it's like people who play the lottery and they play the same numbers. And they carry those numbers around.
And then one day they don't play them and they hit it.
Because they're fanatic about it, so they look up, you know, they're fanatical, so they look it up in the newspaper or online, whatever. So they want to find out the numbers. And then they find out that day was their numbers. You just can't do that. That's why random is better. In the case of I woulda, shoulda, coulda, that's the worst. That feeling of woulda, shoulda, coulda is not my favorite, to say the least. Sorry about that. Once again, you can shoot me the thoughts, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.